गणेशाय नमः सरस्वत्ये नमः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः न कर्मणा न प्रजया धनेन त्यागेनैके अमृतत्वमानशुः परेण नाकम् निहितम् गुहायाम् विभ्राजते तद्यतयो विशन्ति वेदान्तविज्ञानसुनिश्चितार्था सन्न्यासयोगाद्यतयश्चुद्धसत्त्वाः ते ब्रह्मलोके तु परान्तकाले परामृतात् परिमुच्यन्ति सर्वे दहरम् विपापम् परमेश्मभूतम् यत्पुण्डरीकम् पुरमद्य सकृतम् तत्रापि दहरम् गगनम् विशोकस्तस्मिन् यदन्तस्तदुपासितव्यम् यो वेदादौ स्वर प्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य यः परः स महेश्वरः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
On this occasion of the 15th anniversary of the Pakistan Institute of Medical Sciences of White Sea, on behalf of all our staff, I offer loving pranams at your lotus feet, dear Bhagwan. Dear brothers and sisters,
oh my Lord Rama, oh my Lord Sri Rama, my heart wells up in joy as I see you here. 14 years of pain and suffering without you. 14 years of longing for you, my Lord. What immense sacrifice you have made, just so that mankind may benefit. What pain you have endured in that wild Dandakaranya, away from your throne, just so that you could keep your father's word. Truly, my Lord, your life is a stellar example of what each of us and how each of us must live in this world.
Be it Lord Rama or our very own Sai Rama, the life of every avatar has been one of sacrifice. It is indeed fitting that our doctors and staff from the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences just chanted, Na karmana, na prajaya, dhanena, tyagena ike, amritatvamanashuhu. Sacrifice.
All that is right. But right now, the stage is set and the time is ripe to celebrate the joyous return of my king, King Rama, back to his coronation, to where he belongs, Ayodhya, not to the Dandakaranya. To put all those trials of the exile behind us, my Lord. To celebrate, to sing and dance in joy and jubilation and ecstasy, and to welcome him back to where he belongs, and more than anything, to thank him for actually coming back to us. I welcome you on behalf of everyone, my Lord.
Oh,
confusing. Confusing. Why so?
Pardon me, my good man. We are... And what role you are playing in the 15th anniversary celebrations of our hospital?
I suppose those questions are pertinent, Karthik. Did you say your name was? And I'm sure those questions crop up in many minds here, who I am. But I'm sure if you ask within yourself, Karthik, you will get the answer to that question.
I do not follow.
Allow me to explain. You and I, Karthik, are the same person in parallel universes. I come from Treta Yuga, you belong to Kali Yuga. Lord Sri Rama is my master. Lord Sai Rama is your master. Ayodhya is my kingdom, our kingdom, Karthik. The entire cosmos, the entire universe in this existence, Srishti, is the kingdom of your Lord Sai. They say my Lord Sri Rama is the Rig Veda personified. Among the four sons. Your Lord is all the Vedas and Upanishads put in one and much, much more, Karthik. But mistake me not. Mistake us not. We are still celebrating the same thing.
You mean the 15th anniversary celebrations of our hospital?
That's very innocent, my dear man. Karthik, we are celebrating the life, the mission and the message of our masters, yours and mine. Masters who in the continuum of time had no beginning and who cannot have an end. Masters who are timeless. It just happens to be the 15th anniversary of your hospital. But that's not all that it is.
This certainly is interesting. I suppose what you say is true. Am I seeing right? Did I actually see the Lord fold his palms in gratitude to his devotees?
Absolutely yes, Karthik, and why not? He is grateful for their loving service, Karthik.
Hold on. The Vanaras building a bridge across the ocean? Sri Hanuman crossing the ocean with just one mighty leap? None of this would have been possible, right? Without Lord Rama's immense grace, then why should the Lord bow down in gratitude?
No, Karthik, you missed the point. The Lord is known to bestow boundless grace, Karthik. My Dasharatha Nandana Rama, don't forget, is a Dayasagara Rama, the sea of infinite compassion. Yes, let's get your facts right. You are right when you say that it's the Vanaras who built a bridge to go to Lanka. You are right when you say that it's Hanuman who made a giant leap across to Lanka and destroyed it. And you are also right in saying that it's the power of Rama they decided in their hearts. But let me ask you a question. Could the Virat Purusha, the Maryada Purushottama Lord Sri Rama not have achieved this single-handedly? He could have, but he did not. He wanted to give a chance to his devotees to serve him. Why? Because when their efforts bore fruit, as we all know, who do you think other than the Lord was the most joyous of them all?
Your words spark an amazing realization in me. Lord Rama chose Sugriva and the Vanaras and achieved impossible things through them. He could have easily chosen, say, Vali, someone
yes.
who is much more powerful. Considering the arduous tasks ahead of him, that would have made Lord Rama's task a lot easier. But he chose those who chose him, those who chose Dharma. Here we are in this Kali Yuga, fortunate to have been the chosen instruments of Lord Sai Rama. Yet another thing, the Vanaras could never have achieved those impossible things without the grace of Sri Rama. Likewise, our hospital would not have completed 15 successful years despite challenges without our Lord Sai Rama's grace. Equally, it is the willing acceptance of his sankalpa by all our staff, be they doctors, nurses or support staff, that has turned our dearest Swami's vision into a holy and fruitful mission.
Beautifully said, Karthik. I am finding your story very fascinating. Please go on.
Story? This is no story. This is as real as anyone can imagine. This stupendous journey started as a tiny seed on September 2nd, 1999, when the Bhumi Puja was started. Under Bhagwan's watchful eyes, this seed took root, attracted a multitude of volunteers and skilled individuals, grew into a mammoth hospital, and then opened its grand portals to the world at Bhagwan's command on 19th January 2001. And ever since, it stands as a stellar example in the field of medicine.
I can't believe something like this is happening in Kali Yuga. Please go on, let me hear more. I'm sure everyone here wants to hear more.
Well, I can go on and on, but I don't want to monopolize this conversation. I think it's time we hear from someone chosen by Lord Sai to helm this mission. A human being of rare ability, keen spiritual sensibilities, and one blessed to have been in Bhagwan's immediate proximity innumerable number of times. Let us welcome the director of our institution, Dr. Sundaresh, to share his thoughts with us on the journey so far.
Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer my loving pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Baba, respected trustees, elders and dear brothers and sisters. The foundation stone for what we are all here for has already been laid in the initial dialogues of the small play which the staff have portrayed. Selfless service is what we should all stand for. Today we are here to celebrate 15 years of existence of a monument, a temple of healing, set up by Bhagwan Baba in the service of humanity. And we are here to acknowledge his love for humanity. Needless to say that this would not have been possible but for the selfless service of every single member of the staff, present and past, who have contributed to the growth of this institution. I was pleasantly surprised to be informed a couple of weeks ago that there are over 190 employees of this hospital who have been serving in the institution for over or almost 15 years or from the time of inception. Please join me in giving them a big hand. Swami, in one of his discourses, said that it requires two things. One is the dedicated service of human beings and the divine grace. Divine grace has been overflowing in this mission of his. He went on to say that the doctors are the flowers and Swami's grace is the thread which makes it into a garland, and only then it will become a garland. Garland can come only when the flowers and the thread come together again. So Swami's blessings have been continuing to be shown, and His omnipresence is being felt at the Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences at Whitefield on more than one occasion. To mention some of the recent events that have happened with which He has shown His eternal presence amongst us. He has blessed the hospital with vibhuti pouring out from the picture on the altar of the dome area, from a small picture in the director's office. And lately, on the 19th of November, when we had a small program in the hospital premises to celebrate the same event, the 15th anniversary of this function, there was vibhuti found on the foot rug of Swami's, kept for Swami in His room at the hospital. This has happened again and again on many occasions, and each time when there is an important event occurring, this has happened. Two salient events which occurred during the year 2015 are the registration of the property of the Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, which was gifted to the trust by the government of Karnataka, which had not been done due to various reasons, but that happened in July of this year, and that happened immediately after Swami showered His blessings with vibhuti. Similarly, the government of Karnataka released a huge sum of money to the Bangalore electricity supply company, which was supposed to be given a subsidy considering the charitable nature of the hospital. That again was long pending and got released. So these two major obstacles were overcome thanks to Swami's blessings. The hospital stands for quality, free patient care with love. To ensure that quality is maintained, in the last 2 years, I am very happy to inform you that more than 40 crores have been spent by way of equipment to the various departments of the hospital to make sure that the patient who comes seeking medical attention gets the best that is available. Believe me, some of these are not available in many private hospitals in the city and in the country. There are three facets of activities which go on in the hospital. One, of course, is patient care. The primary reason why Swami set up these hospitals and patient care activity is of utmost importance to us. To that was added the facility of teaching and training doctors, nurses, paramedical people, which would facilitate better patient care not only inside the institution, but those of them who got trained and left would continue to do good service in their own locations. The third aspect is, of course, research, in which a number of our faculty are very keen on. Let me give you a few numbers, the statistics of patient care activity that goes on in the hospital. From the time of inception, we have facilitated outpatient treatment for over 11 lakhs 16,498 patients. And in the year 2015, this number has come to 88,640 on an average of about 334 per day. And the number of procedures which are being done, the cardiology department is doing tremendous amount of cardiac interventional procedures. From the time of inception, we've done over 51,773 interventions, of which 4,252 in the year 2015, on an average of 16 interventions per day. The number of cardiac surgeries that have happened is 19,052 for the whole year, for the time of its inception, and 1,237 during the year 2015 on an average of about 5 per day. Neurosurgery stands tall in all this. They have done 22,000 procedures from the time of inception and 1,970 procedures in the year 2015 on an average of 7 per day. The radiology department has got the state-of-the-art equipment, and the number of investigations that go on there from morning 8 o'clock or 7 in the morning till 7 in the evening or sometimes even later is astounding. A total of about 4,02,989 investigations have happened in the radiology department on an average of about 145 per day. The laboratory also has state-of-the-art equipment, and we have done over 7,78,74,313 investigative procedures. On an average, 2,703 tests have been conducted in a day. So for the volume of work that you have just heard that has happened here, the revenue and the capital budget is huge. The annual budget for expenditure on a yearly basis is about 30 crores. And the value of this in the commercial sense would amount to about 75 crores. The total revenue expenditure of all the healthcare activities incurred by the Satya Sai Central Trust amounts to close to 100 crores annually. The Sai Rehab program is a very unique program to the Satya Sai hospitals, and this rehab program is to ensure the follow-up medications and follow-up treatment of patients who have undergone treatment, surgical treatment at the Satya Sai hospital. This facility has been extended to the states of Tamil Nadu and Orissa in the recent past with the help of the Satya Sai organizations at the All India level. When you look at the kind of volumes that we are talking about, one would also wonder whether the outcomes for these patients are satisfactory. Please believe me, they are more than satisfactory. From all points of view, from the scientific point of view of assessing patient care, and from the point of view of the patient per se, who goes out as a happy person. I'm proud to say today that one of the parameters for looking at outcomes in a surgically oriented hospital would be the infection rates. The infection rates at the Satya Sai Institute of High Medical Sciences, Whitefield, is between 1 and 1.5%, which is far below the international standards expected in these kind of activities. This is in a nutshell about what patient care activities go on. In an attempt to put a more detailed effort, the staff have brought out a small annual report by called Manohriday. May I now request Dr. Das and Sri Satish Chandra to offer it to Swami. On the academic front, we have a teaching and training programs going on by way of the National Board examinations in the departments of neurosurgery, cardiology and cardiac surgery. It's heartening to note that the students and our teachers are so dedicated towards their goal that we have had 100% pass in all subjects till date. This is against the odds of certain abnormal norms of National Board examinations outside of our institution, where the percentage of passes are fixed before the examiner comes into the hall. But with all those odds, our students have done extremely well, thanks to the dedicated teachers we have. We also have a graduate program for nursing affiliated to the Rajiv Gandhi University, where we have an intake of about 40 students per year, and again they have done extremely well and got several ranks in the Rajiv Gandhi University. We also have affiliated courses to Rajiv Gandhi University in paramedical sciences, allied health sciences, where we have an intake of about 15 people who are doing extremely well and lending a hand in the management of the hospital. With the volume of work happening in the various departments in the hospital, people are vying for an opportunity to come and learn with our staff there. So we have a very active program in the fellowship programs for qualified anesthesiologists who would like to come and gain some experience in neuroanesthesia and cardiac anesthesia and cardiology. The cardiology is in great demand. People come there almost on a yearly basis. About more than 50 students come for periods of up to 1 month at a time to spend time there and learn what is happening there. Continuing medical education is a very important aspect of any patient care activity in any situation. Here we have a very active continuing medical education program by all the departments. Department of Anesthesiology has conducted American Heart Association certified advanced and basic cardiac life support courses, and over 200 participants have been certified till date. Then we have conferences to enhance the academics of the institution, and total of 7 have been conducted in the various departments in 2015. These conferences attract a lot of faculty coming from abroad, and they come with so much of love and affection at their own cost to get these people into any kind of a meeting outside of Satya Sai Institute would cost you a ton of money. Here they come on their own and do some teaching in the conferences. Amongst the academic activities, to meet the National Board requirements, we have about 28 papers which have been published across specialties. Some of these notable presentations have been published in the Manohriday magazine. Notably so, the neurosurgery department between the years 2010 and 14. There's an article written by another neurosurgeon who has reviewed articles published by National Board certified institutions in neurosurgery. And the articles which have been published by the Department of Neurosurgery at the Satya Sai Institute stands top by way of numbers as well as by citations of these authors who have published these. Faculty are encouraged to attend conferences, seminars and meetings. And believe me, all the faculty we have are prominent invited speakers in most conferences across the country. And two such conferences for each member of the faculty is funded for travel and registration by the funds from the Satya Sai Central Trust. We've had several paper presentations at these conferences. In fact, we've had 6 poster presentations at the Radiological Society of North America recently. There are ongoing and proposed research projects also in the piping. On a personal note, I am very elated and thankful to Swami for having given me this opportunity to do the role that I am doing. Service has been a motto in my practice of orthopedics. I have been serving in the Satya Sai institutions, the General Hospital at Whitefield, the General Hospital at Puttaparthi, and Super Speciality Hospitals in both places for many years now, from 1994. I am extremely thankful and grateful to Swami for giving me this opportunity. Sometimes I get into a mood of trying to describe him, a friend, a philosopher, a guide, an embodiment of selfless love, a teacher of teachers, a Sadguru. All these seem inadequate. This brings to my mind a small incident which happened to me with Swami, which I would like to share with you today. I was invited to speak in a conference of doctors. The theme of the conference was humanizing medical care. And seeking Swami's permission, I did attend the conference and did speak in that. And I was very happy and proud about it and came back to Puttaparthi to inform Swami and seek his blessings that I had spoken in the conference at Mumbai. So he asked me a question. He says, "What did you speak about?" I said, "Swami, I spoke about you." He looked at me and said, "Nittallo buddhiledu. You don't have brains in you trying to speak about me." This is a mistake we all make trying to fathom the divine. Instead of trying to follow his footsteps and his teachings. My association with Swami has been since birth. Born into a family of Srimati Ratna, my mother, and Dr. Chanda, my father, who first met Swami in 1948 at Bangalore. Puttaparthi was a very popular holiday destination for all of us. We were here for every function. Where this magnificent Kulwant Hall stands was a bed of sand and trees where we would all park ourselves and spend many days under the eyes of Swami. He has showered his love on one and all at the family, in the family. visited us at home on more than one occasion and showed His grace by taking care of medical problems in the family, either directly or remotely. I'd just like to quote one such thing before that. We did all this as children, coming to Puttaparthi and going back. And then once we grew into a young adult stage, I had to leave home and go to do my medical degree and postgraduate degree. So I was out for 10 years until 1980. I call this a vanavasa for me, because for this period I lost contact physically with Swami. When I came back, I was pondering what has happened, and then I wrote a small poem about this. This is what Swami said. You prayed for me and I came to you. You strayed in the middle and I stayed with you. You came back to me and I loved you like before. All I want from you is love, love and nothing but love. I'll just quote one such medical miracle which happened to me, or rather my wife. She had rheumatic heart disease and had a valve replacement, a mitral valve replacement done in 1977 at a hospital in Chennai. She was doing very well after that. A teacher by profession, she used to teach in the primary school, and then subsequently she decided to do only Balvikas teaching. We used to have over 40 students at home on more than one occasion in a week. Over a period of time, in 1994, she became very breathless. And the interpretation was that her heart is failing due to a poorly functioning valve. So being doctors, we took several opinions of cardiologists and finally went to the cardiac surgeon who operated on her. Every one of them opined that she needs to have a second valve replacement, which was a very risky procedure considering all the facts of the past. This is when Swami intervened and appeared in our dreams simultaneously on the same day at the same moment. And ordered us to come to him at Whitefield. At that point of time, he was in Whitefield. And when we went there, he arranged for a consultation with Dr. Venugopal, the eminent cardiac surgeon from All India Institute, who was visiting there. Everything was organized. He saw, examined her and said we should do some investigations, but that cannot be done there, so it needs to be done in Puttaparthi. It was decided that it should be done on the 19th of November, on the Ladies' Day, just before Swami's birthday in 1994. And then Swami said, you come there, we will have it done. So my question to Swami was, how am I going to meet you or seek an audience with you during the birthday celebrations? People who have been here during the birthday celebrations of those days know what kind of a crowd there would be. Again, he had arranged everything. The moment we came in, we were taken straight to the veranda. He personally took me and talked to Dr. Venugopal and said, go get it done. And then the next day, Dr. Kaul from the All India Institute came and did a cardiac cath procedure and said, everything is fine. And she walked back home the following day after the procedure. For 2 months, she was on a wheelchair. And after a cardiac cath procedure, the next day she walks back home. And from then on, we never looked back. For the next few days, she walked to Darshan, including for the birthday celebrations, from the home we have here in the round building 4. And she was just advised medical management. Sure enough, Swami intervened here and took care of whatever problems she had. And she was very well for many years after that, until she passed away in 2009. Drawing analogy to the current play that is being done, Swami could have done all this without having to go through Dr. Venugopal and Dr. Kaul and doing the angiogram and all that. But he probably realized that the scientific curiosity of mine would not be satisfied. So he made me go through all these things. This is probably similar to what happened to Lakshmana in the war in Ramayana, who became unconscious. And Hanuman had to intervene to cure him. Brothers and sisters, this is just to reiterate to one and all here that each of us has a role to play, and we just need to do our jobs. I'll finish with a small incident. I also happened to, somebody said you were Sushena at one time, having had the need to operate on Swami himself. So after all that procedure, on one occasion I asked him, I said, why did you decide to get operated at the general hospital in Whitefield instead of any of the multi-speciality, super-speciality hospitals in Whitefield itself and or other hospitals in the city, and why did you choose me? We could have got anybody you wanted from anywhere in the world. His reply defines what he stood for, his love for all of us. He said, if the Whitefield General Hospital is good enough for your other patients, then I think it's good enough for me. He gave me the courage to also ask the next question, why me? Why not somebody else? To which he said something for which I haven't found the appropriate answer yet. He says, I allowed you to operate on me to build a better relationship with you. What that relationship? Only time will tell, and I hope it will. It's a very profound statement. This just goes to show the kind of love and faith Swami had in each one of us. And I hope to discover the answer to this during my tenure as a director at the Satya Sai Institute of Biomedical Sciences, Whitefield. I thank Swami and all the trustees for having given me this opportunity. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, Dr. Sundaresh, for sharing your journey with us, the journey of the hospital so far, and for sharing that unique perspective of your role as doctor to the doctor of doctors. In this day and age when commercialization and corruption are rampant in the field of medicine, our doctors come as a breath of fresh air indeed. With the Lord enshrined in their hearts and with His name on their lips, they day in and day out do His seva. And in fact, you will find many of our doctors, including some of the HODs, as part of the two skits that are to come. We'll just take a moment to sing His glory. We'll have a song and then we'll continue.
Ram Ram, Tere Hukum Pe Na, Lekin Yeh Main.
चैन तब पाई जब सरद की वाणी से श्री राम शरणम मम श्री राम शरणम मम श्री राम शरणम मम साई राम शरणम मम श्री राम शरणम मम साई राम शरणम मम.
Us in the Sukshma Ramayana about the three personages in Ramayana which stood for ideals, ideals for human life. He said Vibhishana was the embodiment of Sattva.
Sattva is goodness, right?
As in holy or goodness. Sugriva, he said, was the embodiment and the very personification of Viveka.
That's discrimination.
Perfect. And the great Hanuman, what to talk about him? He was indeed the emblem of unalloyed dhairya.
Courage.
Courage.
Lakshmana, Lakshmana, my dear brother, what is this catastrophe that has befallen you? Lakshmana, Lakshmana, Lakshmana.
Who would have imagined that our valiant Lakshmana would fall prey to the vicious and wild doings of Meghanada? Lakshmana and Meghanada were involved in deadly combat. Meghanada decided to defeat Lakshmana by magic stratagem rather than by tactics of war. But his plans ended in failure. Meghanada, afraid that his death was imminent, directed the supremely potent weapon Shakti at Lakshmana's heart.
Lakshmana fell to the ground in a mortal swoon. Meghanada, now no longer in fear, approached the fallen Lakshmana and tried to lift his body to take it away to his camp. Though his strength was equal to Lakshmana's, Meghanada could not raise the body. Only the Lord's devotees could move Lakshmana and have now brought him here. My Lord, please calm yourself.
Calm myself? Calm myself? My flesh and blood lies there, lifeless. And you want me to stand by? A silent spectator? Lakshmana, open your eyes and look at me. Never have you spent such long hours without turning your eyes towards me. Without even a wink, you watched over me all these years with no respite. How can I bear this silence from you? Since yesterday, I have none to comfort me with soft speech. Brother, for my sake, you forsook your family. You came into exile and forest along with me, though you were under no obligation to do so. Lakshmana, open your eyes just once and look at me. Sushena, will my brother open his eyes? Otherwise, I will give up my very life.
Dear Lord, the wound is indeed fatal. The effects can be reversed only with the aid of the Vishalya Karini, the Sandana Karini, the Sauvarna Karini and the Sanjeeva Karini, all herbs that are exclusively found on the Sanjeevi peak. I needed access to them before dawn. It is our good fortune that Hanuman persevered and procured the entire peak. Be patient, sire. The medicine needs time to take effect.
Lakshmana? Lakshmana? Lakshmana?
Brother?
Lakshmana?
Brother?
Lakshmana? Brother?
Shri Ramchandra Prabhu ki!
Jai!
Shri Ramchandra Prabhu ki!
Jai!
Shri Ramchandra Prabhu ki!
Jai!
I am struck by the message that just came through, that moving scene, and its relevance to this day and age are even more startling.
You mean to say you found a semblance between this scene and the Kali Yuga?
Yes, indeed. Lord Rama could have easily resurrected Lakshmana, yet he played the role of a helpless brother just to give an opportunity to his devotees. This scene could have been straight from our hospital at Whitefield. Here we are, running the hospital, caring for the patients and curing them, while all the time it is our Divine Lord Sai pulling the strings in the background and allowing us an opportunity to experience the bliss of service.
Beautifully put, Karthik. Any other insights that come to your astute mind?
Yes. The skilled healer Sushena is just like our gifted doctors, and the sincere servant Hanuman, he represents the devotion and dedication that fills the heart of every one of our staff. And when devotion and skill unite with the intention of serving the master, miracles happen. And isn't that what happens in our hospital on a daily basis?
Talking of miracles, Karthik, Shri Rama once told us that the most important ingredient if you want to make a magic potion called miracle is love. Infinite love. Love that emanates from the Lord himself. Did you hear what my Lord Shri Rama said when he had Lakshmana on his lap? He was ready to give up his life for his devotee. Such kind of love can emanate only from the Lord.
Let us now hear what our Lord Sai Rama had to say.
కేవలం ప్రేమ చేతనే సేవ చేయండి.
విత్ ఆల్ లవ్ సర్వ్ ద కమ్యూనిటీ.
బీదలకు ముఖ్యంగా సేవ చేయాలి.
సర్వ్ ద పూర్.
ఆ బీదల సేవనే మిమ్మల్ని సంరక్షించేది.
అండ్ ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ సర్వీస్ టు ద పూర్ పీపుల్ విల్ ప్రొటెక్ట్ ఇన్ ద లాంగ్ రన్.
రామ సేవ అని కాదు, బీదల సేవనే రామ సేవ.
అండ్ దెన్ సర్వింగ్ ద పూర్ పీపుల్ ఈజ్ సర్వీస్ టు రామ.
కనుకని బీదల సేవ చేయండి.
సర్వ్ ద పూర్.
ఈ బీదల నిమిత్తమై మీ ప్రాణాన్ని అంకితం చేయండి.
బి రెడీ టు సాక్రిఫైస్ యువర్ లైఫ్ ఇన్ సర్వీస్.
నాకు వేరే ఆశనే లేదు.
Nothing but seva.
నాకు ఈ బీదల సేవనే ప్రధానమైన లక్ష్యము.
భగవాన్ కన్సిడర్ సర్వీస్ టు పూర్ పీపుల్.
ఏమైనా సరే ప్రాణాన్నైనా వారికి అర్పితం చేసి వాళ్ళని కాపాడటానికి ప్రయత్నం చేస్తాం.
భగవాన్ ఇస్ రెడీ టు సాక్రిఫైస్ హిస్ లైఫ్ ఆల్సో ఫర్ ద బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ ద
లక్ష్యం లోపల 1000 ఒక భాగాన్ని మీద మీరు పెంచుకోండి.
అట్లీస్ట్ 1000th ఆఫ్ వాట్ హెస్ బీన్ డన్.
ఇది ఏ మానవుడు ఈనాడు చేయవలసినటువంటిది.
దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ సపోజ్ టు బి డన్ బై మ్యాన్.
మానవుడు పుట్టి ప్రయోజనం ఏమిటి?
వై బర్త్ హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్.
కాదు కాదు, మనకిచ్చినటువంటి భగవంతుడు ఇచ్చిన శక్తిని బీదలకు అర్పితం చేయాలి.
ఆల్ అవర్ కెపాసిటీ రిసోర్సెస్ మస్ట్ బి సెంట్ ఫర్ స్పెండ్ ఫర్ పూర్ పీపుల్.
నతపాంసి నతీతానాం నశాస్త్రాన జపానహి సంసార సాగరోత్తారే సజ్జనం సేవనం వినా.
నో పిల్గ్రిమేజ్, నో రిచ్నెస్, నో అఫ్లూయెన్స్, నో అసోసియేషన్ విల్ ప్రొటెక్ట్ యూ. ఇట్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ సర్వీస్ టు ద పూర్ పీపుల్ దట్ కన్ఫర్.
కనుక బీదల సేవ అంటే మీ జీవితాన్ని అంకితం గావించాలి.
దేర్ఫోర్ డెడికేట్ యువర్ లైఫ్ ఫర్ సర్వీస్.
ఆనందం ఇవ్వనటువంటి యొక్క వైద్యం ప్రయోజనం ఏమిటి?
అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ కెనాట్ మేక్ పీపుల్ హ్యాపీ, వాట్ ఫార్ ఇస్ మెడిసిన్?
ఆనందము ఆరోగ్యము ఇవ్వనటువంటి వైద్యం ప్రయోజనం ఏమిటి?
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ మెడిసిన్ కెనాట్ కన్ఫర్ యూ హ్యాపీనెస్ అండ్ బ్లెస్, వాట్ ఫార్?
గొప్ప గొప్ప విద్యావంతులు అయిపోయినప్పటికీ
you may be highly educated,
bidar yokka sthiti ye maatramo pattinchukovatam ledu,
yet you are not bothered of the poor people.
Kanukane ee naadu ee aasupatri sarvam kudina bidal kosam ani chestunnam.
Therefore, this hospital is meant for all poor people.
బీదలు పేదలను సంతోష పెట్టినప్పుడే నాకు సంతోషం.
భగవాన్ విల్ బి ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ హ్యాపీ ఇఫ్ ద పూర్ పీపుల్ ఆర్
సర్వ్డ్ హియర్. జీవితం అంతా కూడా బీదల కోసం దారబోస్తున్నాను.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ భగవాన్ హాస్ డెడికేటెడ్ హిస్ ఎంటైర్ లైఫ్ ఫర్ ద పూర్.
ఈ ఆసుపత్రి కేవలం అందంగా కట్టామని కాదు, దీనికి
ది హాస్పిటల్ డస్ నాట్ మియర్లీ స్టాండ్ ఫర్
అందంతో పాటు ఆనందం కూడా పెంచాలి.
అలాంగ్ విత్ అందము బ్యూటీ ఇట్ హాస్ ఆనందము బ్లిస్.
ఆ ఆనందం ఎక్కడి నుంచి వస్తుంది? బీదలు సంతోషపడినప్పుడే మనకు ఆనందం.
యుల్ బి రియలీ బ్లిస్ఫుల్ వెన్ యూ సర్వ్ ద పూర్ పీపుల్.
ప్రవేశపెట్టి బీదలకు సహాయం చేయండి.
హావింగ్ బీన్ హియర్ సో లాంగ్ లెర్న్ ద లెసన్ ఆఫ్ సాక్రిఫైస్ హావింగ్ ఎర్న్డ్ మనీ సర్వ్ ద పూర్ కమ్యూనిటీ.
అదే నేను కోరేది.
దాట్ ఈస్ ద డిజైర్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్.
ఇంకా కొన్ని దినములకు వచ్చి మీరు ఇక్కడ చూచి ఇక్కడ జరిగేటువంటి యొక్క త్యాగము భోగము ఈ ఆనందము ఎవరికి చిక్కనటువంటి యొక్క దీన్ని మీరు అందుకుంటారు.
యు ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు ఎంజాయ్. You are going to understand the spirit of sacrifice and the level of bliss here in this campus.
వీరంత కలకలలాడుతూ కిలకిల నవ్వుతుంటారు.
You find the poor people in all smiles.
వీరంత నవ్వును మనం చూడాలి.
In fact, we should see their
health. వీరంత ఆరోగ్యాన్ని మనం చూడాలి.
We should take care of their health.
వీరంత ఆనందాన్ని మనం చూడాలి.
And we should wish for their happiness.
అది మన జీవితానికి సరైన మార్గము.
That is the proper aim of our life.
పరోపకార పుణ్యాయ పాపాయ పరపీడనం.
ఇట్ ఓన్లీ ద మెరిటోరియస్ వన్ హూ డు గుడ్ డీడ్స్ కన్ వెర్ సింపుల్ ఫెలో కమిట్ సిన్.
మీరు ఆనందాన్ని మీరు చూచేటువంటి ప్రాప్తికి మీరు నోచుకోండి.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ కల్టివేట్ ద స్పిరిట్ హస్ టు ఫైండ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఇన్ అదర్స్.
ఇది నా యొక్క ఆశీర్వాద బలం.
సౌ భగవాన్ బ్లెసెస్ ఎవ్రీ.
పెట్టినావు అదిలే కళ్యాణ రాశి నీరు, అదిలే కళ్యాణ రాశి నీరు.
You are indeed fortunate that Mother Sita has picked you to gift this precious necklace to, and that too on the occasion of the Lord's coronation.
Why the surprise? Hanuman has won a special place in their hearts with all his selfless service. He fully deserves it.
Hanuman, Sugriva, what is Hanuman up to? He seems to be revealing his true monkey nature.
Hanuman, have you lost your mind? How can you defile the gifts bestowed upon you by the Lord of the universe? Has your mind been overtaken by arrogance with all the praises heaped upon you?
Peerless hero, why did you break that necklace into so many bits? Was it right to do so? Tell us why. Give us some explanation and remove our doubts.
O King, I examined each gem in order to discover whether it had the sacred name of Rama. I could not find it in any gem. Without Rama's name, they are but stones and pebbles. So I cast them on the ground.
Hanuman, if you want Rama's name in every article and particle, are you not asking for something that is impossible?
Of what good, of what profit is anything that doesn't have Rama's name in it? I don't need such things.
You would not wear anything that doesn't have Rama's name in it? Well, you are wearing your body. You are carrying it about with you. Prove to us that you have your Lord's name in it.
Yes, of course. I shall prove it. Jai Shri Ram! Jai Shri Ram! Jai Shri Ram! Jai Shri Ram!
Hanuman, I have no gift worthy to be given to you. I give myself as my gift to you.
Shri Ramchandra Prabhu ki
Jai!
Shri Ramchandra Prabhu ki
Jai!
Shri Ramchandra Prabhu ki
Jai!
Karthik, did you see that? What an exemplary devotee Hanuman is. A symbol of unalloyed surrender and devotion. You know, once Sri Rama once told us about him, that he is the personification of the adage, of the saying, Brahma with Brahmaiva Bhavati. If you contemplate a Lord with such one-minded surrender, such one-minded devotion, you become the Lord yourself. I really wonder at times whether in this Kali Yuga, there would be anyone, or in any Yuga for that matter, anybody born ever like him.
Indeed, Hanuman represents a lofty ideal for us to aspire to. Nobody can really be compared to Lord Hanuman, but even in this day and age, with all the temptations that the world offers, there are devotees who would any day choose the Lord and the path that He has laid for them over the glitz and the illusory promises of the world.
You're telling me in this era there's somebody amidst us like him? Prove it.
I know of many such devotees. I am fortunate enough to be associated with them. And we have one such elder to talk to us today. A chartered accountant by profession, early in his 90s, he walked away from what might have been an illustrious career. In response to Bhagwan's direct instructions, Sri P. Krishna Kumar took up various positions of responsibilities in the trust, and he presently serves as the controller of finance in our hospital. Let us hear to Krishna Kumar sir speak to us now.
It would be wonderful to hear from someone so close to the Lord as him, without much ado.
Om Sri Sairam. Pranams at Bhagavan's divine lotus feet. To compare anyone with Hanuman would be blasphemy. If we are one billionth of what Hanuman was, we have achieved our life's goal. I'd like to start in the year 1972 when Bhagwan visited Delhi, and that was the first time I heard the word Seva and the word Seva Dal. By the time I had already had darshan of Bhagwan in Vrindavan, and the urge to have samipyam, nearness to him, was overflowing in my heart. When Bhagwan visited Delhi, I wanted to join Sevadal for three reasons mainly. One, I'll have Paarnamskar. Secondly, I was told that Bhagwan will give the divine badge from his own hand, which I cherished. And thirdly, I was told that on the last day he might address the Sevadal. All these were the incentives. And I also thought, if I get posted near the stage where Bhagwan is to give speech, I'll have more nearness. And in those 9 days, Bhagwan satisfied all my desires, made me happy, and that was the first time I discovered that even though I was generally lazy, but when it came to Sai Seva, there was so much of joy and energy. At that time I didn't know where from it came. The same was repeated in 73 when Bhagwan came again. And these two seva experiences triggered quite a lot of enthusiasm in me. I found that after the seva was over, after some days, I came back to my normal self and I was not as happy when I was doing the seva. When I came back to Bangalore, I wanted somehow, nothing satisfied me other than the joy of Sai Seva. So I joined the Vrindavan Seva Dal. Again, with the same reasons, but with, I wanted more nearness. Every Sunday I decided I would come here to Vrindavan. And if Swami were there, then great bonus. The darshan, sparshan and sambhashan I craved and craved. And for the next 10 years and slightly more, Swami satisfied all of these desires, and that was the moving force in my life, not my career or my studies. It so happened, once Swami addressed the Sevadal and made two profound statements which went directly into my heart. One was, Swami said a strange thing. He said, you're all employed under an employer, and if you work for an employer, worldly employer, he will provide for you till the age 58. But if you work for me, I will not only provide for you in this life, I'll take care of all your future lives also. And on another occasion, Swami mentioned, part-time seva, part-time grace. And yet another, when we had done seva in Vrindavan from morning till afternoon, in fact we had got accustomed to Swami calling us inside Trayi and entertaining us in various ways. And I don't think heaven could have been more blissful. On one occasion when we did the seva very hard, expecting Swami would call us around 3 or 4, even before darshan, Swami didn't call us. Instead, Swami came very, very, very slowly near us and then said very gently, lovingly, work is over, you want coolie? And that hit us, and particularly me, very, very hard. I got accustomed to conditional seva, part-time seva, and seva with demands. If you give me parnamskar, I'll do. And these thoughts gathered lot of intensity within, and it is only a question of time that I would leave all this and then said, I'll join your divine mission permanently. And I did it in 1990. And I was so happy about it that even now, after 26 years, we recollect the day, the time when Swami called us and agreed to take us. Us, by us, I mean my and my colleague. Another one. Thus started a seva journey which is continuing, and I had no inkling what seva was. Being an accountant, I thought endlessly doing accounting and perfecting it again and again is seva. That's all I know. Nothing else I know. The other thing I know is I wanted to be near Swami. I didn't want anything else. Swami slowly, graciously, lovingly, sometimes harshly, taught me a few lessons which I would like to share with my brothers and sisters. The first thing, as it has been portrayed time and again here, Swami in the beginning told me that you have come here for darshan, sparshan, sambhashan. You wanted nearness, and I have given you that nearness. So, Deva Preeti is the basis of all seva. Without Deva Preeti, any work done, even though we think it is seva, it may not amount to seva. That is what I learned again, time and again, from Swami. So, the trigger for me also started with Deva Preeti only, Sai. Sai being the center of our house and home and our very existence. Being near to him was everything for us in our house. Is Deva Preeti enough? Is there anything else required? Is work done with any motive? Can that be termed as seva? After some time, during interactions with him, which he very, very graciously gave, even though I was totally undeserving, he said, Deva Preeti alone is not enough. Bhagavat Preeti Artham is the watchword. These words are from Swami's mouth, one to one. Everything that you do is to please Sai. If there is any other motive, including even Padanamskar or even coming for darshan here from Whitefield, once I asked him that, he said, if you want to come, you come. I neither call you for my darshan nor prevent you from having my darshan. If you want to do it, do it. I was very taken aback by that casual utterance. He said, is this not part of the whole, this thing and all that? Swami slowly, indirectly made me understand, whatever I ask you to do, if you do that, that is Bhagavat Preeti Artham. If you want to do for your own mental satisfaction something, it's up to you. I don't prevent it. So, what I ask you to do, what Sai asks us to do, what he has already spoken, if we do that, number one, and the corollary, there were many things which I was doing, which he didn't ask me to do. He said, that is again not seva. If you do something without me authorizing you to do, that is not part of that seva, you are doing something which is wrong. So already there are two A and two B clauses. First is Deva Preeti, then you have Bhagavat Preeti Artham, do only those activities which I ask you to do. Do not do anything which I don't ask you to do. I don't give you permission to do. I don't authorize you to do. And I tried to practice these two as much as possible. And Swami kept on chiseling. And definitely you must have wondered, the chisel that he was using may not be useful for these many faults and mistakes this fellow has. I started doing in the divine mission, working the divine mission. And my, this thing was, as long as I please Swami, that is enough. I am not bothered about whether others are hurt. Swami gently rapped me on my knuckles and I didn't listen. And then, after several attempts, he had to break the rock of my heart, saying that if you are going to hurt others, stop doing seva. Don't go further. I don't want your seva. You are doing work, but you are hurting others. That was a big, big lesson I had to learn. I am still learning. And that is an ongoing exercise. I thought, okay, fine. Swami had said, love all, serve all. Loving service, help ever, hurt never. Don't hurt when you do seva. You are not justified by hurting others and then saying that I am doing the divine mission. I am doing what Swami has asked me to do. I found when I was into the divine mission, there were many challenges. How do I tackle them? I had no clue. I thought once I leave off all these worldly things and come, there will be no challenges. Seva will be a cakewalk. That was a big mistake. There were challenges. Then I remembered the great Hanuman and started meditating. When Hanuman was asked by the Lord Rama to find out the whereabouts of Sita, the first challenge was how to cross the ocean. And all the other Vanaras were giving a synopsis of what the difficulties of crossing the ocean would be. And Hanuman was very silent. Hanuman was not focusing on the challenges. Hanuman was focusing on the Lord. Hanuman was focusing on his task. That is a great revelation in the past few years, after so many years in the so-called seva that I have been into. In the past few years, whenever there are challenges, I don't focus on the challenges. I focus only on Sai or his work. Because the moment I start focusing on the challenges, then the challenges gain energy. I am sucked into the whole thing. I forget Sai. I forget his work. The work doesn't get done. Grace doesn't flow because I am not thinking of Sai. So this has been a great revelation, practical revelation. I am not talking from theory, because when you start doing seva, there will be many challenges, as we have noticed as has been narrated in the Ramayana. Now Hanuman, after he is not at all bothered about all the challenges that the ocean is going to give, the length of the ocean that he has to cross, when he is going there, a Rakshasi opens her mouth and she is about to devour Hanuman. What does Hanuman do? Hanuman doesn't become very big and try to kill the Rakshasi, but instead he becomes very, very small, very, 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 very minuscule figure, goes inside her mouth and comes back and then goes his way. I was wondering what this signifies. This signifies, I thought, and I would like to humbly place here, that when you face challenges, when you are doing seva, your ego should be shrunk. It's very difficult to get rid of the ego, but if the ego is shrunk, it's made very, very small. So many challenges come. You don't meet it with your ego. Instead, pray to the Lord, Sai, and then shrink your ego. He will work through you. The challenges can be overcome. Sai Ram. This is a very difficult lesson to learn. I am still learning, but I am very, very happy to say that whenever I am faced with a challenge, I have a photo of Swami in the room, and I keep focusing on it till everybody gets bored, whoever comes there, but I don't get bored. I am very, very happy doing it, because there is Deva Preeti. Now, are these four or five qualities enough? Over the years, Swami taught that once, while Swami was discussing with us, I told a few things about the work. Swami immediately lovingly said, I call you and then talk to you out of my love. Don't think I don't know what is happening. Don't think that I have not done anything about it. Whatever has to be done has been done. Now I firmly believe that Bhagavan's mission has been accomplished by Bhagavan himself. It cannot be accomplished by anybody excepting God himself. For all thousands of years to come, whatever in Sai Seva, Sai mission that has to happen, it has happened already. That is what Lord Krishna tells Arjuna, I have already killed the Kauravas, be just an instrument. We can, invoking the principle of divine instrumentality, Swami says, I am giving you an opportunity to be an instrument. It is up to you to take it or leave it. If you don't do it, somebody else will do it. If there is any doubt that Swami's mission will have any obstacles, it is our own foolishness, my own foolishness. I won't say anything about others. My own foolishness, speaking for myself. Any doubts in our mind, he has already accomplished. And there is no need for anyone. But graciously, as was presented here, it is out of his love, infinite compassion, he says, if you want to be an instrument of this whole thing, please be, and I'll give you the credit for it, for which I have already accomplished everything. That's a fantastic revelation that gives great confidence in us that nothing in this universe can prevent the Sai mission. Now, having done all these things, what is it that day to day that we are involved in? We are, our focus is on either Swami, thinking about him with loving thoughts, or his work. All challenges will be met by him and we don't have to worry. Now, finally, before ending, I would like to quote from a Tamil saint, Andal, the following verses, and then I'll conclude. Andal in her Tirupavai says, Itraikum ere piravikum, Untannodu utromeyavom, உனக்கே நாம் ஆட்சேயும் மற்ற இனம் காமங்கள் மாற்றேலோர் எம்பாவாய். The gist of the whole thing is, not only in this birth, but in 7 to the power of 7 births, infinite future births, we will only serve you and nobody else. And if you have any other desires, it is your business to change those desires and make us focus on your work. Jai Sai Ram.
It has indeed been an exhilarating evening, Karthik. Exciting, educating for me from Treta Yuga. And reminding me of the fact that Ramayana is not just a story with a beginning and an end. It is not a part of epic part of history. There is a Sukshma Ramayana, there is an Adhyatma Ramayana happening in each of our lives, at each living moment of our life. That Satya and Dharma are not principles as a matter of time and fact can be changed as per the need of the moment. But they are the very guiding principles of life. Why? Because they have been handed down to us by the Creator Himself. And one more very beautiful thing I must say, which I realized, and I come from another space, and I realized, and I'm sure many of you realized, that the real driving force in your temple of healing, as someone called it, not the hospital, it's really love. Infinite love. Love for Him and love from Him. Love from Him that emanates from Him, percolates through these instruments of His, and reaches them there and actually blossoms there. Such kind of love can come only from the divine. If I were to give a picture of your hospital, of your temple of healing, I would liken Him to a painter, and all of these as the strokes of his brush. One hue of a color here, one shade there, one shade here. They're all individually not so interesting, but when they sit together here, I can see that your master has created a masterpiece. I am amazed that coming from Treta Yuga, I am still here to realize that the principles and teaching given to me by my Lord eons ago is still being nurtured and preserved by such Yuga avatars. I bow down to them.
A lot of things have changed from Treta Yuga to Kali Yuga. The Lord Himself has changed His form. The devotees seem to have evolved from vanaras to human beings. But you're right, some things have not changed and probably never will. As you said, the path laid down by your Sri Rama has not changed one bit. And the three changeless qualities that you mentioned, Sattva, Dhairya and Viveka, they continue to live on in the hearts of devotees. And what to speak of the love of the Lord.
Ramachandrude Aramachandrudai Tanabantulanu Kanugunagavache
Very Ramachandra has come again as our Ramachandra, as our very own Sai Rama, to look for His devotees. Without His dictum, there is no direction.
Without His grace, there is no progress.
Without Him, there is neither meaning
nor life
itself. Dear Lord Sai Rama, keep us with You for now and for always.
Sai Ram Sharanam Mama.
Gariga sari nisa nisare ma pani pama
gariga sari nisa ni dhani nisa gariga sari nisa nisare ma pani pama gariga sari nisa.
గణేశ శ్రీ గణేశ పాహిమా శివాయ. ఈశ్వరాయ నమో ఈశ్వరాయ నమో.
భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహి, హరి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహి, హరి నామ బినా ఆనంద నహి, శాంతి నగి. జప జాన బినా కలు యోగ నహి, జప
జాన బినా యోగ నహి,
ప్రభు దర్శ బినా ప్రజ్ఞాన నహి,
ప్రభు దర్శ బినా ప్రజ్ఞాన నహి,
జయ ధర్మ బినా సత్ కర్మ నహి,
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्यताई बाबा।